Trump campaign selling hashtag you ain't black shirts after Biden comments. By Hannah Blow on May 23, 2020. President Trump's campaign is selling hashtag you ain't black shirts following Joe Biden's suggestion that black Americans ain't black if they are considering casting their vote for the president. Joe Biden actually told black Americans they ain't black if they support President Donald J. Trump. Sport this shirt and make sure no one forgets the words hashtag you ain't black came out of Joe Biden's mouth. A description of the product reads, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black, Biden said during a Friday interview with Breakfast Club co-host Charlamagne Tha God, sparking a political firestorm among political pundits across both political aisles. The Trump campaign's Black Voices for Trump released a statement from Katrina Pearson following Biden's remark, who described the Democrat Party's presumptive nominee's comment as racist and dehumanizing. White liberal elitists have continuously dictated which black Americans are allowed to come to the table and have a voice. It is clear now more than ever, following these racist and dehumanizing remarks, that Joe Biden believes black men and women are incapable of being independent or free-thinking. He truly believes that he, a 77-year-old white man, should dictate how black people should behave. Biden has a history of racial condescension, and today he once again proved what a growing number of black Americans and I have always known, Joe Biden does not deserve our votes. Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale also unveiled the campaign's newest website, adding that it serves as a reminder that Biden thinks he owns the black vote and that he can dictate what black people do. Even Democrats appear taken aback by Biden's remark. Whether you say it in jest or not, no one should qualify who's going to be black or anything else. I think that's inappropriate, Al Sharpton said. You ain't black? WTF is wrong with this man? Former Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, surrogate Jamal Green remarked. Other progressive black leaders, from former Sanders campaign spokeswoman Brianna Joy Gray to Atlantic writer Jamel Hill, weighed in on Biden's controversial statement. Biden later expressed regret over his remark, telling black business leaders that he shouldn't have been such a wise guy. I've never, never, ever taken the African-American community for granted, he said, according to CBS News reporter Ed O'Keefe. I shouldn't have been so cavalier, he added. No one should have to vote for any party based on their race, their religion, their background,